With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Years of wrangling to get financing and another 2 years of planning culminated in a groundbreaking ceremony Monday at the site of the new Queens Long-Term Care Home. Public Works Minister and MLA for Queens Kim Masland and Mayor Darlene Norman joined Queens Manor Executive Director Andrew McVicker and Board Chair Christopher Clark at the podium to announce the first physical steps to building the new facility across the parking lot from Queens Place. In her remarks, Maslin said providing a new long-term care home is the reason she got into politics.
I know Christopher, when he came to me, we started talking about this in 2017 when I was elected, and I said to him, if I ever make government, I'll make you one promise, and it's the only promise I'm going to make anyone, and that is I will deliver the funds for a new long-term care facility in Queens, and here we are.
Once complete, the new care home will replace the county's two existing facilities, the privately run Queens Manor and the region of Queens, Hillsview Acres. Norman says the municipal facility has served its purpose for decades, and with the new care home, residents have a lot to look forward to.
It's been part of the region for so long, there will be many that will miss it, but to know that the residents are moving into a new facility surrounded by people and children and playgrounds and skate parks and life, it's a wonderful thing.
Combined, the aging facilities can currently accommodate 90 residents, while the new home will increase that capacity by 22, bringing the total number of available beds in Queens up to 112. McVicker says the building is designed with the most modern best practices in mind and was the result of much consultation between residents, staff, and professional architects.
We were very keen to include the people who will use the facility on a day-to-day basis hands-on. So we included people who work in laundry, people who work in the kitchen, our CCAs, our nurses, our environmental staff, our residents, family input, all the way up to board input and just overall community inputs. There are a lot of hands and a lot of minds that were involved in the creation of the plan.
Clark says he's worked since 2013 to get a new long-term care facility for Queens and is delighted the province stepped up to secure financing.
It's a little under $100 million. Nova Scotia Housing is financing the project for the Queens Manor Board. We will own the facility. It'll be mortgaged, I suspect, over 40 years. So we repay Nova Scotia Housing and pay down that mortgage.
The new, as yet unnamed, long-term care home is scheduled to open in Queens in 2026. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.